Pawtucket to the shores of Orange Beach and all points in between. An insider's perspective on Alabama politics. It's the Jeff Poor Show.
I don't think Hank done it this way.
Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show on FM Talk 106.5, hour number two, now underway. Text line 251-343-0106. You need to be in touch with the program. All you got to do is hit us up on that text line, and we'll do our best to respond to whatever it is that is on your mind. So come on the program this morning, about a half hour, State Representative Chip Brown, Hollinger's Island, a regular old Sean Show, but he's making time for us this morning. Very excited for that. Jess Sorrells from Geneva County, also at the 11 o'clock hour. And then we'll wrap it up with my colleague at 1819 News, Craig Monger, going to come in and we'll kind of dissect everything that's been going on in the State House the last couple of days and across the street at the State of the State last night from the governor giving her address. So stay tuned for that. But joining us now, it's been a while, but we're very pleased to bring on our next guest. He just up the road from me, Daphne, State Representative Matt Simpson is with us. Matt, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Jeff. Thank you for having me. Always a pleasure to be on. It has been a while.
Yeah. Well, how you been? Your second quadrennium, taking on some a big load here with the ethics committee, right?
Yeah, you know, we've got anticipate a draft being released today, so that's what I've spent my last 9 months doing, working on ethics up here. It's been an eye-opening process. You know, I knew there were problems with the ethics laws before, but to really kind of dig deep and do a deep dive into what we're dealing with has been very educational for me, and I anticipate a draft being released today and start working through the process of hopefully getting this bill passed this session.
Well, let's talk about it. I mean, you don't have to go into particulars, but it's always historically, at least the last, I don't know, ever since the 2010 bill, I mean, kind of a third rail. I mean, are you prepared for that?
Yeah, I am. You know, we've spent a lot of time with it. You know, a lot of people don't understand them, and a lot of your listeners may not understand. Right now in Alabama, there's roughly 300,000 people that fall under the ethics laws. By the time you include the extended families, because families fall into it, it's over 1 million people. So you're looking at just under a quarter of our population are subject to the ethics laws in Alabama.
Right.
Everybody knows there's a problem. Everybody understands how bad they are. We've been told numerous times by different commissions, by different courts, by different people involved that, hey, we really need to do something about these problems. So it's, you know, we can't just duck our head in the sand anymore. It's time to kind of take these challenges head on, and I look forward to, you know, hopefully addressing some of these issues.
So, and you've been working on this for quite some time. I mean, what's that process been like? Like, it's always been, and for those of you listening, I sat through some of these, like, kind of question answer, you know, and you could have three attorneys and talk about the ethics laws. They're on the books right now. I get like three diametrically opposed different answers. And, you know, how does a state function with that kind of broad ethics law on the books?
That's the exact experience that I started. So I got elected in November of 2018. We came up that month for an orientation. And in that orientation, they gave us an ethics discussion. We have like an hour ethics panel. You're exactly right, what you just described. Three different attorneys on the panel. Every time they were asked a question, one person would say no, one person would say yes, and one person would say maybe, and they'd rotate through it. Like, I mean, there's just no definitive lines. We're dealing with so much gray area right now. There's so much just left to interpretation that nobody really understands, and that's not a way to operate. You can't operate a state with guesses, and you can't operate a state with, well, we may have, you know, 900 informal opinions, but nobody knows what those informal opinions really mean or what they do. So it's time to put some pen to paper, and instead of dealing with gray, let's deal with more black and white.
Well, it occurs to me, like, the problem with having such a, you know, kind of, I don't say broad, but a way that can be interpreted a million different ways with the ethics law, that it could be weaponized potentially, and you could say, well, this falls under the law. Without clear, definitive terms, then you could just use it in ways it's not intended.
I am a former prosecutor, you know that, Jeff, and I prosecuted ethics cases in Baldwin County when I was prosecuting there some. the worst thing you can do, and I'm telling you this from a prosecutor perspective, the worst thing you can have is a large alley of prosecutorial discretion. Like, it needs to be the same law. It needs to be what a prosecutor reads it in Mobile would be the same way a prosecutor reads it in Huntsville. You know, you've got to have some commonality of, you can't just leave it up to, well, for like, you know, for what is personal gain? You know, what is use of office for, you know, you've got to have some definition.
What is a principle?
What is
right?
a principle? What are, some of these details have got to be ironed out. They have to be clear. They have to just kind of make sense with what we're trying to do. Let it be so you don't have to. Look, I've been a practicing attorney for, geez, coming up on 20 years now. I still have to call the Ethics Commission constantly to ask questions. Can I do this? Can I not do this? I've prosecuted ethics cases. I've studied ethics. I still have to call and get questions answered on some of this stuff. The general public, the million people that fall under these ethics laws, need to be able to read them and understand them, what they have to do. Yeah, we may have resources as a legislator, but the average teacher, the average firefighter, the average public officer, first responder, they don't have a clue that they fall under these ethics. They don't know what they can and can't do. And it's just to set them up for the opportunity to wait and see if somebody wants to make a name for themselves, or if somebody wants to, how they want to enforce that specific code. Let's let everybody be understanding where the landmines are. There's so many landmines out there. We just need to be able to clearly say, you can do this, you can't do this. If you do this and violate this law, there will be punishment, and this is the punishment.
How do you feel about it? I mean, I know you haven't, the bill hasn't been, I guess, widely disseminated yet, but what has been the reception so far from your colleagues?
The colleagues have been overwhelmingly supportive of it. I think everybody understands there's issues. I think everybody has realized, look, what happened in 2010, and Jeff, you were around in that time, and you and I were hanging out in Young Republican meetings around 2010 at that time. They did the handshake with Alabama.
Right.
To retake the legislature. It's part of the handshake with Alabama. One of the fingers, one of the five fingers, was the ethics code. Governor Riley was leaving office in January of 2011. Governor Bentley was elected in November of 2010 with the Republican legislature in 2010, but Governor Bentley wasn't coming in until January.
Right.
What they did in that interim, that lame duck season, is called a special session, and they handled ethics laws. Problem was, those laws weren't necessarily vetted the right way. Now, they sound good. Everything sounds great on paper. Hey, we're going to be we're going to enforce the law. We're going to have a stronger, we're going to really be stronger on ethics. That's great. But if you don't have the bill vetted, if you don't go through and have it where you know exactly what you can and can't do, you're setting yourself up for a lot of problems. So we're not doing this to try to make sure people don't go to jail. We're not trying to make the ethics laws lighter. We're just trying to make the people understand that if you do this, these are the consequences. This is what you can and can't do.
Have you gotten feedback from prosecutors, people who prosecute? I mean, do they feel like you're taking a tool away from them, or that you're making their job easier by not having them have to figure out such broad interpretations of which way to go on this? I mean, what's been the feedback there?
It's been positive to be able to take this up. Now, what we've done in the past has gone through prior legislation that's been filed. You know, there was Senator Albritton filed a bill in 2019. I want to say Representative Mike Ball has filed a bill 2020, 2021. We've looked at some of the bills that were filed in 2014. We've kind of gone through this process of line by line, tell us what each bill did. We went through the Court of Criminal Appeals opinions that they've had. We went to the Supreme Court of Alabama's opinions that they've had. So we've kind of taken all this information. Then there was a commission that was created in 2019 on ethics that was headed by the Attorney General and then Tom Albritton, the ethics director. We kind of took the report of that commission and kind of picked some of here, some of there. What do we like? What do we don't like? So we've taken these opinions for the past 9 months of getting it out, talk to the District Attorney Association, talk to other district attorneys, talk to all these people we possibly can, kind of taking their input. Now we have a draft that's going to come out. I anticipate coming out this afternoon. We're not putting a lid on that. Everybody will have an opportunity to see it. We're going to have a presentation next week in ethics committee meeting next week where we're going to talk about the changes that we've had. We're trying to spread the message to anybody that's involved. Hey, look at this. Tell me what issues you have. Tell me what problems you have before the bill is actually dropped. Then we're going to take input again from everybody on the next week and hopefully have a bill ready to drop by the end of this month.
So that's going to be the difference, because I remember Senator Albritton tried it, right? And the pushback from Matt, because on my friend Matt Murphy's radio show, Del March does, and gets, that was a weird, awkward situation. The various different entities in this state, for whatever reason, kind of defend the status quo. And so this time, did you did you figure out like what their issues were and where you're not going to be kind of confronted or even, you know, broadsided with these questions about it?
That's what I tried to do. We tried to listen to, you know, you talk to so many people that this touched, so many different experts on this, experts within the state, experts from national, the American Law Institute. They came down and spoke to us about what's going on nationally, how this is directed, what we're looking at. You know, the way I felt about it is there's 49 other states, and then you have the federal government as well. There's no sense in reinventing the wheel. There's no sense in trying to make Alabama stand out. You know, what are we doing? What's the normal procedure? What's the situation that we're going through? Again, just want to be kind of in line with where everybody else is. I'm not saying that we're going lighter on ethics laws, but we're just kind of, you know, some of the stuff that we need to do is take, if you're being prosecuted, well, that needs to go to the jurisdiction of the district attorney or the attorney general instead of having this multiple jurisdictions with multiple right. fingers in there.
And who goes where and what, and there's turf wars, and so you hope to clear all that up.
So that's the plan with this. And then we've talked with a number of people that actually deal with, you know, the principals, the lobbyists, the people that enforce the ethics laws, the people that, you know, have, you know, that are the lawyers that practice nothing but ethics laws have been very involved in this process. So this has been a very collaborative process through where we've gotten to. We've really focused on being public about everything. All of our meetings were public, open to the public. We've live streamed them. We had, I think, four or five other meetings this past summer, starting back in August. So we've really kind of overly saturated the market, if you will, with, hey, this is what we're working on. If you have opinions, let me know. If you have anything, a lot of people, the more people I've talked to, the more people have said, yes, these are problems. And they don't want to just continue to wait until they step on a landmine and then come up and say, well, now I've gotten prosecuted. Now we need to fix it. No, we need to fix it and get it right. I don't know if you remember, but 2 years ago, Speaker McCutcheon and President Pro Tem Del Marsh were doing a panel. And the panel was just kind of their farewell of, hey, this is telling about your service and your time in leadership. Both of them, to a T, said that their biggest regret was not taking up the ethics charge in Alabama. Both of them. And so Leader Ledbetter and I had this discussion, you know, starting 2 years ago, where we said, hey, I'd like to be the chair of ethics. I know we can't really do anything the first year because it's a long process that needs the time to marinate and spend the time on the project. But I'd like to be able to address these ethics issues. And Speaker Ledbetter has been incredible about this whole process. So I look forward to hopefully putting this something out where the public can hear and have input on it.
Joined by State Representative Matt Simpson. Just a few more minutes here with Matt. Your reaction to what's going on outside of this ethics discussion, but state last night, anything catch your eye?
You know, I think the governor did a great job. I think, you know, I've been neck deep in ethics. I was up reading the ethics draft last night. I was able to watch what the governor had to say. You know, I think gaming is obviously going to dominate what we're talking about this session. As much as I would love to talk on and on about ethics, I know the general public and your listeners, what they're going to hear most for coming out from, especially these first few weeks, it's going to be nothing but gaming. So, you know, I'm glad that we have made progress in the House through this process to be able to give the opportunity to at least address this topic, at least not just say, well, we don't know what we're going to do, so we're not going to discuss it. This legislative body, this quadrennium, has really gone after, there's a tough issue, let's go see if we can do to solve it for the people of Alabama. The people of Alabama deserve to have someone at least address the topic. You can't just say, oh, sorry, that's just the way things always are, that's the way things always have been. We're really kind of putting our nose to the grindstone and saying, let's do work for the people of Alabama.
Well, we wish you the best on that. Representative been very kind to come on this morning, and hopefully we'll get you on again real soon.
Always a pleasure. You just tell me when.
All right. State Representative Matt Simpson there. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Living on the road, my friend, was gonna keep you free and clean.